talk around the clock. And breaking news now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM Baltimore and WCBM.com.
Fox News, ready to go. I'm Pam Puso. While many of us were sleeping, a Utah jury convicted a doctor for the murder of his wife 6 years ago.
We, the jury, having reviewed the evidence and testimony in the case, find the defendant as to count one, murder, guilty.
Prosecutors argued Martin McNeil drugged his wife after cosmetic surgery, then held her underwater in a bathtub in order to be with his mistress. The defense maintaining Michelle McNeil died of natural causes. The 57-year-old doctor will be sentenced in January. As one of the most powerful typhoons on record heads toward Vietnam, authorities in the Philippines are assessing damage and counting casualties. At least 100 people are reported dead.
The typhoon ripped roofs off buildings and strong waves lashed houses along the Philippines coast. In one town, 85,000 homes are reported damaged. About 700,000 people evacuated ahead of the storm. Many gathered in concrete buildings such as schools, and that may have saved lives.
Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin. Military planes are arriving with relief aid as government troops recover bodies. Communications are cut off. We don't know how close they are to a deal, but world powers and Iran are talking for a third day in Geneva about Iran's nuclear program. Secretary of State John Kerry arrived yesterday.
We hope to try to narrow those differences, but I don't think anybody should mistake that there are some important gaps that have to be closed.
The six powers are considering a gradual rollback of sanctions that have crippled Iran's economy. In exchange, they want curbs on Iran's nuclear program, including a cap on uranium enrichment. As he considers his options, rehab is one of them for Toronto's embattled mayor. Rob Ford admitted to smoking crack cocaine after an unflattering video surfaced. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
There's more to Fox News Radio than meets the ear. Go behind the headlines and join the conversation on the hottest stories of the day on the Fox News Radio Facebook page. Be a part of the Fox News Radio Facebook fan community. Post comments and tell us your opinions. See behind-the-scenes photos and videos and post your reactions to the stories that matter to you. Click the like button on Facebook and connect with breaking news and features like Fox in the Fast Lane, House Call for Help, and more. Go to Facebook.com/Fox News Radio.
Weeknights, we're busting out a brand new lineup. First, market fraud, government abuse, corruption. At 5, nothing's off limits on money with Melissa Francis. Then, from bloated bank fees to consumer scams. At 6, Jerry's exposing the issues impacting your wallet. Plus, get smart market insight and trusted analysis you won't find anywhere else. At 7, Lou Dobbs is all business. And the first and last name in business, Cavuto. Shedding light on the biggest stories making headlines at 8. Only on the Fox Business Network, giving you the power to prosper.
What was considered a mercy killing by some was considered murder by a jury in Ohio.
John Wise said he wanted to keep his hospitalized wife from suffering through the effects of brain aneurysms. That 911 call last year came after Wise shot his wife of 45 years. 65-year-old Barbara Wise died the next day. What John Wise called a mercy killing was called murder by prosecutors in Akron, and a jury agreed, rejecting an insanity defense and finding the 68-year-old defendant guilty. After the verdict was read, Wise declined a reduced charge of manslaughter. He faces life in prison when he's sentenced a week from Monday. Ron Flatter, Fox News Radio.
Drugs may have been behind a disturbance at Seattle-Tacoma International Airport Friday, a spokeswoman saying a drug-induced situation prompted a man in his 20s to run through a security checkpoint. The unarmed man was arrested in an empty plane. Another security scare at Los Angeles International Airport 1 week after a TSA officer was shot and killed there. Authorities say a phone call led to the arrest of a passenger last night.
Limo driver who reported to police that he believed he had a passenger with a weapon. Airport police immediately got on scene, took the person into custody.
Sergeant Carla Ortiz with Airport Police. There was brief panic when the man allegedly took out a gun carrying case inside Terminal 3. Police say the man declared a weapon and he did clear security. found safe nearly 100 miles from where she went missing, a Wisconsin teen who vanished on Tuesday on her way to school.
She is home with people that can take care of her. Now we got to get her back to her home and her family, and we need to get her the services that we need.
Waukesha County Sheriff's Inspector Eric Severson. Investigators say the 15-year-old flagged down a police officer in Chicago. Pam Puso, Fox News Radio.
Cold air in the Canadian Plains is taking shape, and that's going to be building in for us as we make our way beyond Tuesday and Wednesday, as daytime temperatures will be falling into the 40s for highs. But today, bright sunshine will make it up into the mid-50s, a little bit of a southwesterly breeze, a few clouds tonight, lows tonight near 40, sunshine for tomorrow with highs near 60, and Veterans Day Monday, sunny skies in the forecast, highs in the mid-50s. Richard Wedding at the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is David Lewis, pastor of the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church. I've been excited to bring you our 60-second moments of truth during the week. The truth is important. Jesus said in John 8:32 that knowing the truth will make you free, and we'll only be able to keep our freedoms if we hold on to that which is true. The truth of God's Word is important to us at Cub Hill Church. In fact, that's all we preach. Why don't you come out and join us? We're open every Sunday. We have an adult Bible study at 10:15 a.m. and our worship service is at 11. We're located about a mile and a half north of Beltway Exit 31B, right at the corner of Harford and Cub Hill Roads. Call if you have any questions or need further directions. Our number is 410-661-9419. Again, this is David Lewis, pastor of the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church and purveyor of A Moment of Truth.
Set your alarm clock to AM 680 WCBM.
Tune your first car radio button to AM 680.
Listen at work on WCBM.com.
Listen all day and all night
to Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC.
The Doe Harvest Challenge is now statewide. Deer hunters, by donating your female deer, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. Now you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. The 2013 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
All right, we're back. We'll cut the theme song a little short and get to the callers. We got John in White Marsh. Thanks for holding on, John. What's up?
Yes, sir. As you know, junior hunt day is coming up. And
yep.
I've been down looking at my corn pile, and they're eating it pretty good. But this year I'm considering on putting a decoy doe out there with a little scent on it to maybe help increase the odds or get something moving a little faster.
That works.
Okay, so it's worth the expense.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so how far off the pile or on the pile should I?
Well, first of all, I'm not a big fan of bait piles. Okay, I'm not, that gets them coming in and that type of thing. But during a rut, it's kind of meaningless. What I like to do is put the deer where I'm not watching the deer, the decoy all the time. I want the decoy off to the side where I'm not even paying attention. I want the decoy where I can watch whatever's coming to the decoy. You know, so if you got a good deer trail there, you put the decoy off to the side where you can't see it. Put a little scent, you know, on the. I just hang up one of those little key scent holders. You know, the little I don't know what they call them, like a felt. You know, thick felt. Key, they look like a key. Just hang one of those. I dip it in some scent and hang it from the decoy. I don't rub it all up or spray it all up. That's certainly enough. And even one of the cutout cardboard decoys, one of the Renzo decoys, is just fine.
I don't need to put the scent on the decoy.
I actually use a piece of coat hanger, and I use one of those cardboard decoys. So I just take a piece of coat hanger, bend it into a little hook, and put a little hole in the decoy and hang it, hang the key there. And I don't over scent. I just use a little bit of scent. And, you know, those deer are used to not smelling an overwhelming, powerful amount of scent. You know, their nose is so much more sensitive than ours is. But I like to keep that where I can't see it, where, you know, if I look over and I see a decoy, oh my gosh, there's a deer. I don't like that. So I keep that decoy off to the side a little bit, and then I watch the incoming trails. And I watch, you know, I certainly watch, you know, the approach from upwind. I don't know if that's helpful to you or not, but in the rut, the wind direction matters, but it doesn't matter all that much because the bucks will be scent trailing does and scent checking for does going across the wind. Okay, because the scent when the wind hits them with the carrying the doe scent. They catch as much of that on their body as possible. It's not like they've got their nose into the wind because that narrows their lane. So they walk across the wind and when that scent hits them in the body, they can pick it up from there and key in on it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes. When you put your scent out, how many of those little felt pads do you put out?
One.
Just one?
That's all you need, yeah.
Okay. One general question for you. I had a different opinion of this from my hunting group. On a muzzle loader,
yeah.
Some guys put like that number 17 lube in there. Some guys say, no, leave your barrel dry.
Leave your barrel dry. No lube, no goop, no nothing, because what it'll do is it'll foul your pellets. If you're using pellets, it'll foul your powder. You want a perfectly clean, dry barrel before you load. And what you do is you go in there and you clean all that gunk out. It's okay to leave it there in the off season, put it in there in the off season to keep the barrel from rusting. But then you want all that cleaned out. You want to go in there with something like, I don't know, some kind of barrel cleaner. You pick it and clean all that out. Make sure you got a nice clean patch, no lube, no oil. Dry it out before you load your muzzle loader. Fire two or three caps down the barrel. And that'll ensure that it's dried out. It'll also put a little coating of soot on the barrel. And that'll also help you protect it. But no lube, no nothing in there when you're ready to hunt.
Okay, I'll clean that out then.
Yep, definitely.
Okay, I appreciate it.
No problem. Anything else? You said, the deer decoys and muzzleloader. You got it.
All right, thank you.
All right, buddy. Thanks. See ya. We heard that two decoys... both mergansers, one was a Ward Brothers, got $80,000 at the decoy auction the other day in Easton, and the other decoy also a merganser, and I don't remember who carved it, $85,000. Let's talk to who's next. Oh my goodness, Tom in Rosedale, thanks for holding on, and then we got Jeff in Baltimore. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, good morning, Alan.
Yep.
Hey, got a question for you. Something on the same line. I got. Oh, it's a pack of four deer. They run up along the tree line next to my house. It's next to the power lines.
Yeah.
And we got a 10-point buck in that pack.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a picture of it. Buddy of me across the street who has the power lines, he's already set up cameras. He's seen it. We're both hunters. And, you know, we're not hunting it and where we're at. We're doing it more or less for, you know, just watching the deer in our area. I want to get coax the deer down off that tree line, and that's about, a power line is about 100 yards wide. It's all nice cut green grass because we take care of it. I might want to coax the deer down into the middle of the field.
So you can shoot it?
So I can just watch them and have coffee in the morning.
No, sure.
So okay. I was wondering, you got your mineral blocks, you got your salt blocks. Does the market have anything that would be better to coax them out there?
Well, this time of year, no, because they're running does.
Right.
So, I mean, if you're just looking for a food source, you'll get them there at night. But
well, this buck, he's a sneaky son of a gun. That's the only time we catch him on the cameras in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's no. There's no
apples out. I mean,
yeah, apples are good. Sweet potatoes are good. You know, just put something out there that's going to attract him. But if he's that sharp, you're not going to catch him during the day.
Nah, I think it's against the law to be baiting him, ain't it?
No.
Oh. Well, I'm going to give it a shot. You know, I guess, like you said, like for all year, they run all year, so it's always nice in the morning to see them, but they always hang up in that tree line, and, you know, all I get to do is look at the grass rather than see something on it.
Right, I got you. Well, there's a reason for that. They know you're out there after them.
Yeah. Hey, look, you got a great show, and I was told as long as I called in, I qualified for the contest.
There you are.
And I want to thank you very much and all your sponsors.
Okay, buddy. Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye.
There he goes. Jeff in Baltimore. Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
All right. Yes, sir. Yourself?
I'm good.
Yeah, up and at 'em. Yeah, I just wanted to say I had a nice little journey out towards Western Maryland, well, to Ohio in the beginning to visit a family member. But
right.
And my plans were for myself to come back, and I went to the great store, we'll say, in southwestern Pennsylvania, a tremendous outdoor store with all kinds of wonderful, wonderful things.
Oh, you're allowed to mention it. Yeah, sure.
Cabela's.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Magnificent store there with a tremendous taxidermist, and it was quite a show to see.
Yep.
I dropped on down, and my goal was to go see the Savage River for the first time and at least wet a line with the short time that I had.
How'd you do?
Well, as usual, I didn't catch anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I went there this morning for about 10 o'clock, about 10:30 or 11 till 1. Actually, got a lot. I didn't have time. I had to leave, but the rest of the day was actually the prime part of the day. Was kind of windy.
Pretty country out there, though, isn't it?
Oh, my goodness. It's, I mean, you are in the woods over there, deeper than I ever know. Mm-hmm. And, wow, and then you keep going and going, and you really feel like you're in the wilderness. And I met Aunt Mike over there at the Savage River Outfitters.
Okay.
Say hello and experience that slick rocks they were talking about.
Oh, yeah, they got them out there.
I stayed in one or two holes and places, like I said, I didn't have a lot of time, and didn't really get a rise or see anything alive, but it sure looked pretty.
Yep.
And,
well, good.
There's a lot more river to see, evidently.
Well, that's a tremendous fishery over there, no question about it. So.
Wow. So, I really enjoyed that. And,
well, good.
Get a fish out there one of these days.
It's a lot of effort to get there, though, a lot of time to get out there. So.
Even hiking on the ground, I mean, just hiking itself to the water is just treacherous. It's a boulder. The whole thing is so much boulders. It's quite challenging. You got to really watch yourself and be careful.
Yep.
Yeah, beautiful nonetheless.
Good deal. What else?
Great state. That's about it, but I just wanted to report we do have a beautiful Western Maryland. It's pretty awesome, and I look forward to exploring it even further.
Yep, pretty area out there, no question. Grew up out there.
Right.
Not in Maryland. I grew up in Pennsylvania, up that area. So.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, right across the line, Somerset County. I lived there for 15 years. So.
Oh, they used to have that great outdoor store there, the 84 Lumber Dude.
Mm-hmm.
Had the outdoor store that they moved it up into one of the small towns and really scaled it down, but it was a kind of a miniature of the greater box store, so to speak, and they had the whole gun collection out there.
I remember that store. That was up near where they do the whitewater rafting.
Yeah, and yep. That famous Nemacolin.
Nemacolin, yep. Nemacolin Outfitters, yep. All right, yeah. Brother, appreciate the call. Thanks, Jeff.
Yes, sir.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye. There he goes. Hey, when you go hunting or fishing on the Eastern Shore, be sure to stop by Chesapeake Outdoors on Kent Island for the largest selection of hunting gear, apparel, and fishing tackle. Chesapeake Outdoors has firearms and ammunition for deer and waterfowl, compound and crossbows by Matthews and Excalibur, outdoor clothing and camo by Under Armour and by Drake Waterfowl, hunting boots, hips, and waders, goose and duck calls, and every accessory you need for your hunt. Services at Chesapeake Outdoors include goose and duck picking, bow tuning and repair, custom arrows, scope mounting, and much more. They even have the Bubba Blade knives and ice for your cooler. So for fishermen, you need it. They got it. From panfish to rockfish, you're covered. Chesapeake Outdoors just off Route 50 East at Dominion Road, exit 39B, and that's on Kent Island. Call 410-604-2500. That's 604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors. Make sure you track down John and tell him you heard about him right here on the Outdoorsman Radio Show.
Alan Ellis here for Hammer Hollow Outfitters. Looking for a place to hunt for quality deer or waterfowl? Hammer Hollow Outfitters has thousands of acres spread over 9 farms on Maryland's eastern shore. Brian Doyle and Ken Kirchner are dedicated to your success and your safety. Hammer Hollow has proven blinds for ducks and geese, and their farms produce big bucks year after year. Your chances are good for a fair chase mature whitetail. Visit their website, hammerhollowoutfitters.com, or call 410-903-2872. Hammer Hollow Outfitters, 410-903-2872, for geese, ducks, and quality bucks. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and last longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner.
I enjoy the memories of my hunts as much as I enjoy hunting. The best way to honor the game that you have taken is by preserving your trophy through taxidermy. My taxidermist is Don Travis of Travis Taxidermy near Chestertown. Don has mounted over a dozen ducks for me, my best buck, and my pronghorn antelope with skill and craftsmanship. I wouldn't have it any other way, and neither should you. With over 40 years of experience, Travis Taxidermy has completed specimens from wood ducks to whitetails for thousands of Maryland hunters to the exotic big game animals of Africa and Alaska and beyond. But he would just as soon see you with your buck or your youngster's first goose. Is Travis Taxidermy the cheapest guy in town? No, sir, he's not. Nor is he the most expensive, but in my opinion, he's just the best. For 40 years, Don and his crew have been transforming skin and bones into magnificent creations that will let you relive the memory of your hunt for a lifetime. Call Travis Taxidermy, 410-778-4107. Stop by the showroom or visit TravisTaxidermy.com. Travis Taxidermy, 410-778-4107, exceeding your expectations for over 40 years. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto. Hunters, you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into 3 regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. By donating your doe, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. The 2013 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
The spirit's in the outdoor sun. I want you to know it stirs up in the autumn when north winds start to blow. Something in my memory calls back to what I hear when the ducks take wing to fly, son. It happens every year. Your grandpa told me about it, son. Now I'm telling you, it has the feel of frosty winds and lint of green and blue. And if you listen close, my son, you hear that spirit say, when they cup and fall at first light, you can hear those whistling waves.
All right. I have no idea who that was. Who was that? Just says it's in there, huh? Okay. Haven't heard that one for a while. all right, muzzleloader contest continues. Call in, leave your phone number, go on the air. We had some information from the Department of Natural Resources come in the other day. Maryland hunters harvested considerably more turkeys and deer compared to this time last year, due largely to overall better hunting conditions, and I'll have to concur. Hunters wrapped up the early portions of the archery and muzzleloader deer seasons by harvesting 28,023 deer during September and October. That's 26% higher than last year's below-average harvest of 22,283. So we're 6,000 deer up, 20% higher. You know, last year's low harvest was due to an abundant acorn crop, which resulted in deer moving less in search of food. Compared to last year, the antlered harvest, that's the buck harvest, increased 14% from 7,552 deer to 8,588, which is up 1,000 antlered deer bucks. The antlerless harvest rose 32% from 14,731 to 19,435. Which is almost 5,000 more deer, 4,500 at least. Included in the totals were 453 antlered and 477 antlerless sika deer. Two-month harvest includes 15,436 deer taken during the archery season, up against 9,780 with vertical bows and 5,656 taken with the crossbows, and 12,375 deer harvested during the October muzzleloader season. An additional 212 deer were reported during the managed deer hunts. Turkey hunters reported harvesting 157 wild turkeys during the one-week fall season that ended on November 2nd. The harvest was slightly below the 10-year average, but was 41% higher than that of 2012 when Superstorm Sandy greatly curtailed hunting opportunities. Fall turkey hunting, permitted only in the three westernmost counties, resulted in Garrett County reporting the highest harvest with 59 in Garrett County, followed by Allegheny with 56 and Washington with 42 wild turkeys taken during the fall season. There you go. Let's see. We're getting some emails in, a couple of questions. There's our buddy Arnold looking out over the blind from, I guess he's duck hunting this morning. And we're taking your calls here at 410-922-6680. We talked about a little bit about jerky for the troops last hour. This is a project by Dave Levitt and I. We're sending jerky over to the troops in Afghanistan. If you can't donate jerky, you know, through your local deer processor, if you'd like to help that effort, we are taking donations. $20. We'll send 15 pounds of venison jerky over to our troops. We have a number of addresses in Afghanistan where we're going to send the jerky. Dave Levitt's son, Chris, is over there now. And, you know, we're sending him information. We're getting some pictures back from him. So we're really looking forward to helping these guys out. I don't know when the first shipment's going to be. I guess when we get enough jerky to send over. And we want to get, you know, enough for some of the holidays. So working with the local deer processors in the area. And we're putting a list together. We'll get the list together here for you, and we'll name some of them here shortly. So stay tuned. And we got Bruce in. Yeah, we got Bruce in Parkville. Good morning, Bruce. How you doing?
How you doing? Yeah, I want to, what do you think about the stock market, or you think it's going to go up or down?
It really doesn't matter. I don't have any money in it anyway. Thanks. Hey, the Emmanuel United Church of Christ in Cambridge, again, will be holding a family waterfowl hunt this winter. The date of this year's hunt is Saturday, December 28th. Registration and a continental breakfast starting at 5 a.m. Hunt tickets are now available for sale at $60 each. That includes a continental breakfast, a guided hunt, a lunch, and a door prize ticket. That is a bargain. Tickets for lunch only are $10. There's a shotgun raffle. The Beretta A400 3.5-inch chamber camouflage shock-absorbing stock, 3 choke tubes. Tickets for the raffle are $10 each or 3 for $25. Tickets can be purchased at the church from committee members or by mailing a check with names, ages, and addresses of each hunter to the Emmanuel United Church of Christ, 5401 Whitehall Road in Cambridge, Maryland, 21613. Now, if you'd like to have more information or contact somebody on the hunt committee and get involved in this waterfowl hunt for $60, I mean, that's a deal and a half, we recommend you talk to Robin Moore. I talked to Robin yesterday. She's a very nice lady. Her phone number, 443-521-7869. That's 443-521-7869. If you would like her email address, It is IUCC, which stands for Emmanuel United Church of Christ, underscore WF Hunt, waterfowl hunt, WF Hunt at yahoo.com. And if you have any questions on that, just email me, Ellis at EllisOutdoors.com, and I'll send you this little sheet and the details. You can act on that on your own. It's a family waterfowl hunt, a guided hunt for geese at on 12/28, which is 3 days. It's a Saturday, 3 days after Christmas in Cambridge, and there's plenty of geese. So there you go. Let's talk to Chris on the Eastern Shore. Good morning, Chris. How you doing?
Good, Alan. How you doing?
Good. What's up?
Not much. I'm on my way to a field trial this morning. The boys, my son and all, are out in the woods in their stands hunting good frosty morning for deer, but we're having a field trial with the Beagles in down in Delaware.
Oh, cool.
Just off Laurel, outside Laurel. It's Bethel, Delaware, and it's Beagle Club Road. And if anybody would like to come and see how a Beagle trial is run or just serve or whatever, they're welcome to come.
Yep.
And we have a good lunch. The lunch is $5 or $6, and you'll get plenty to eat.
Cool.
I guarantee that. So if anybody would like to come.
Tell us one more time where it is, Chris.
It's in Bethel, Delaware.
Bethel?
The sign's right off 13. When you start looking around Laurel, you'll see the sign's off 13. It's okay. Woodland Prairie Beagle Club, but it's Bethel. It's the little town it's in. It's off Beagle Club Road, but you'll see the signs right off Route 13.
Okay, Beagle Club Road. Very good, man. I appreciate that. Are we going to get a chance to hunt together again this year?
I hope so. I'm hanging in there pretty good, I guess.
You feeling good?
Nope. I got the smell of that skunk that time. I finally got it out of the dog, but the collar I had on there, the plastic part of the collar, train collar, it's still every now and again. I threw the plastic part away, the collar itself, and got a new one. But every now and then, sitting in that truck, it'll warm up, and I can get a whiff of that old skunk, and I figure it's been almost 2 years.
It has been almost 2 years. Ladies and gentlemen, we hunted with Chris in Caroline County and a couple of fellows from the Department of Natural Resources, and got down in that hedgerow and that ditch line there, and that those dogs put that skunk out, and I guess I can't remember the name of the little dog that took a full face full of skunk.
Oh, boy, she got it good. I came up with a good, I can tell you, don't use tomato juice.
Because no.
All tomato juice it does is make it smell like skunk and tomato juice. but you can get a remedy off the internet. It's peroxide, a little bit of Dawn, a little bit of peroxide, and let me think what else. Baking soda. Mix that together and just soak them down with it and let them sit on them a few minutes. And it'll clean them right up.
There you go. All right, Chris.
All right, buddy.
Well, good luck out there today.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Chris. See you, buddy. Bye-bye. Nice to hear from Chris. How about that? I think that might be the first time he's ever called the radio show. Hey, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. It's hunting season, folks, and they've got everything you need. They've got the great Browning shotguns. They've got the Thompson Center muzzle loaders. They've got the Parker bows and crossbows, the Coda bow crossbows as well. They got all the services that you need, too. They do the scope mounting and the bore sighting for you. They've got the Leopold and the Nikon scopes. You name it. For hunting season, they're good to go. Plenty of ammunition and great, great customer service. And that's what I like about Clyde Sports Shop. They're personable. They're knowledgeable. They know what they're talking about. And they're more than willing to help you. They are open 7 days a week. They take all major credit cards. Clyde Sports Shop is located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. Give them a call today at 242-6108 or visit the website clydessports.com. That's clydessports.com. You'll be glad you did.
This is the Wall Street Journal Report. I'm Marcy Norton. You may feel lucky to have a company-issued phone, but beware, the boss could be using it to track your movements to see if you're tailgating or speeding in a company vehicle, even listen in on your calls. Inexpensive software is making it easy for the boss to use your mobile device to keep a closer eye on what you're really doing during work hours. And in most states, he or she doesn't have to tell you you're being watched. Workplace tracking technology is largely unregulated, and courts have found that employees have few rights to privacy on the job. Employers say this kind of monitoring helps improve workplace safety and productivity while also helping to reduce theft, protect secrets, and investigate harassment or discrimination claims. One restaurant that told servers it had installed cameras found sales went up. Workers were afraid of appearing to slack off. The head of a pest control business found one worker's phone was at a certain address several times a week. Turns out the employee was seeing a woman during work hours, and he was fired. This is the Wall Street Journal report.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a warm fleece on a cold day.
I
want to
be a football stadium.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Attention men, are you urinating often, waking at night to urinate? We want to send you a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and is shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. Since its debut, over 6 million bottles have been shipped, and right now, you can try Beta Prostate free. Only pay shipping and handling. For details, just call 800-982-7387. That's 800-982-7387. Call 800-982-7387.
It sits above the mantel on a couple rusty nails, and it's worth a bunch of money, but it damn sure ain't for sale. The good Lord only knows all the stories it could tell. Granddaddy's gun, he bought it new out of the Sears and Roebuck catalog, and it shot a mini shell over the top of an old bird dog, and it backed a burglar down when Grandma took my safety off Granddaddy's gun.
It's just a Granddaddy's gun, boy, I'll tell you what. I got one of my old Granddaddy's guns. My uncles all wound up with Granddaddy's guns a while back, and one day we were there, and Grandma says, "Got a gun for you." It was my granddad's dad's gun, an old double-barrel shotgun from the turn of the century, and that's proudly hanging on my wall. No, it's not a collectible or anything like that. It's just an old double-barrel hammer gun and Damascus barrels, and I'm just proud to have it, so. All right, 410 to be CBM 680. We got 20-some minutes to go here. We got a couple breaks in the middle, but give us a call here. 410-922-6680 is our phone number, 410-WCBM-680. Give us a call if you'd like to get in the muzzleloader contest or talk about anything you want to talk about. I'm just trying to clip through here and see what we've got. Somebody earlier mentioned the Junior Hunter Days. November 16th, that's next Saturday, I'll be out there with Jacob, hopefully. Jacob had a little knee injury playing football with his buddies here a couple days ago, and so he's been on crutches. So we're not sure if Jacob's going to be able to climb into the ladder, so we'll figure out something to do. We've got a ground blind we can use and have to set that up on the property wherever we wind up hunting. So that's November 16th on public and private lands in all Maryland counties, and then November 17th on private lands in all counties except Baltimore, Howard, and Prince George's counties. Those three counties are not allowing Sunday hunting for the youngsters. 20 of the 23 counties do. 116 years of age or younger who possess a valid hunting license or are exempt may use firearms to hunt white-tailed deer and sika deer on those days. Junior deer hunters must be accompanied by an adult at least 21 years old who holds a valid Maryland hunting license or is exempt, and adults may not possess a hunting weapon while accompanying the junior hunter. So you're there to use the grunt tube and, rattle or do whatever you want to do to help get the deer to come by, or just sit and talk and chat and give that youngster some lessons in hunting. And the bag limits for the junior deer hunting days are one antlered or one antlerless white-tailed deer in Region A, three white-tailed deer in Region B, no more than one being an antlered buck, and one antlered or one antlerless sika deer. So it's one sick deer, antlered or antlerless, and then three whitetails, with only one being an antlered buck. Deer taken by youth hunters during the junior hunting days do not count towards a regular bow, muzzleloader, or firearms deer season bag limits. And, you know, as always, for any clarification of any questions you might have, visit the 2013-14 Maryland Guide to Hunting and Trapping. That's a little rule book that you can find online. I actually have the PDF downloaded onto my desktop, and I refer to it when I have a question. But if you have a hard copy like I do, that's where you have the deer tags. They're in the middle there, and then all the rules are in that book. You're allegedly supposed to get that when you get your license, of course, unless you buy the license online, and then you don't have a hard copy. Let's talk to Phil in Fort Meade. Good morning, Phil. How you doing?
Doing good, Alan. How are you doing this morning?
Good, man. What's up?
Well, I heard you lived up in Somerset County out in western PA for a while, and that's where I'm originally from. I figured I'd ask you what area you lived in up there.
I graduated from Berlin Brothers Valley High School and lived in Berlin from the age of 14 to 30.
When did you move out?
83.
83. I left in 73 whenever I moved down to Maryland.
Yeah.
Kind of miss the hunting in the woods up there big time.
Oh, man. I'll tell you. Well, see, I grew up, I was born in Altoona and moved from Altoona when I was 14 to Somerset County and left there when I was 30 29 in 1983 and moved here to Maryland. So
okay.
I'm giving away my age, but I really don't care.
Well, I'm giving my way to saying I graduated in 65. But
there you go. Yeah.
I got to tell you what, it's great country up there if you love hunting.
Yes, lots of deer. There's some bear. There's plenty of turkeys. There's I love the rabbit hunting and the squirrel hunting up there and did a lot of it. So.
Yeah. I got friends up there and family, and my sister, who's just passed away recently, had issues with bear in her yard. She couldn't keep a bird feeder up.
Yeah. What part? What part of Somerset County?
Right outside of Somerset, headed down towards Rockwood on the Water Level Road.
Oh, okay, sure. Yeah, I know where that is. Yeah.
Yeah, my brother had the same issue. He thought he went out one morning. He lives in a big old farmhouse. Walked out on the upper porch and looked down and thought there was a big black dog licking off his barbecue grill. So he decided to walk down the steps and chase the dog away until the bear stood up, and he decided he was going to let it lick the grill all it wanted to.
Yeah, big black dogs don't tend to stand on their back legs and look at you.
No, it's interesting. Even a friend of mine, his wife and daughter got chased out of the woods by a black bear here a couple of years ago.
Really?
Yeah, there's some good stories up there when you go up and talk to the folks about, you know, what goes on up there with the bear and even a few coyotes. And
There's lots of coyotes. Yep. No question.
Interesting place up there.
All right. Yes, it is. Well, Phil, I appreciate that, man. I appreciate you calling in, and I hope you're in the contest and everything's good.
Okay, and I want to thank you for programming. You're good company every Saturday morning driving down the road.
No, I appreciate that, man. Thank you very much.
Have a good one now.
You too, buddy. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye. There he goes. Let's talk to another Phil in Western Maryland. Good morning, Phil. How you doing?
I'm doing good, sir. How about you?
Good. Where are you calling from?
I'm just coming up on Hancock out here in the western suburbs.
Oh, yeah. I'll be up there maybe tomorrow up in Hancock, right. Up there at the good old Park and Dine restaurant. My buddy Fred owns that, and they put some good food on. That Sunday buffet is one of my favorites.
I tell you, I just had breakfast over at Kaiser's Ridge, if you know where that is.
Oh, I know where Kaiser's Ridge is. Absolutely. Yep.
That's some excellent eating. Oh, my God, it's fabulous.
Yeah, when I lived up that way and was running that territory, that was a regular stop right there at that truck stop on Kaiser's Ridge. So.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm familiar with that whole area up there. Yep. Go ahead.
You mentioned your grandfather's gun.
Yes, I did.
I dated it at 18, between 79 and 87.
Wow.
Was the manufacture date. And the stock right at the steel.
Yep.
Is broke.
Yep.
And I was wondering, do you know of anybody within the tri-state area, or I don't care where it's at, if I could get that fixed, I'd be so happy.
Yes, indeed. I'll tell you what. Can you send me an email, Phil?
Yes, sir.
Ellis, my last name, at Ellis Outdoors.
All right.
Ellis at EllisOutdoors.com, and I will recommend a couple people who can fix that stock for you.
I got you. Good. I tell you, at exactly as that song went, It came from Sears and Roebuck in Chicago, Illinois.
There you go.
And that, like I said, it was between 1879 and 1885 or 87.
Yep. Good old double barrel hammer gun, I bet.
Yes, sir.
What do you remember? Yes, the you remember the brand?
2 weeks ago, I could have told you, but today I can't. I'm having a brain spasm.
That's all right. Do me a favor, though. Send me that email, and I'll try to recommend somebody for you, okay?
All right. I appreciate it.
All right.
I love your show. I thank God for the phone at WCBN application from my telephone. I get to listen to you. I was listening to you last week out in Ohio. It was fabulous.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that. Super.
I love it. I love you, too, man. All right. Well, you look. You take care. Have a great weekend.
All right. Stay safe out there on the road, buddy.
Always. Take care.
All right. Keep the shiny side up. See ya. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We're going to take a little short break, and we'll be right back after this.
Don't be fooled by cheap crab prices. That's bull stuff. NBS Seafood offers live Louisiana blue crabs during the off-season. Avoid the pre-steamed, mushy, flavorless crab scandal. Get your live crabs at NBS Seafood. You can enjoy your crabs tonight. Cook your own crabs to unlock that special flavor that fresh steamed crabs are famous for. Just 20 minutes in your steamer, so good your taste buds scream. We even have the crab spice for you. Call NBS Seafood at 410-271-3202. NBS Seafood now has Chincoteague and Pocomoke oysters in the shell or by the pint. Maryland crab meat, live Maine lobsters, live crawfish, wild-cut Gulf shrimp, and many fresh and flash-frozen delights, too. NBS Seafood has a roadside stand at 1223 Dorsey Road in Glen Burnie next to Jim Donnie's RV. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 2:30 to 6:30, Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 6:30. That phone number is 410-271-3202, 410-271-3202 for live crabs. NBS Seafood, no bull stuff sold here. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex at Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner. The Doe Harvest Challenge is now statewide. Deer hunters, by donating your female deer, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. Now you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. The 2013 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org. Sweet Home Alabama. How about that? 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. It's the opening day of duck season today. Next Saturday, I believe, is the opening day of the goose season. Oh, what did I tell you earlier on? It's the... No, I'm sorry.
I just lost my place there, that's all. Yeah, November 16th, next Saturday, Canada Goose season. And it's also Youth Day for deer hunting, 16th and 17th. I just mentioned that. So a lot of hunting season kicking in here, folks. A lot of things going on in the outdoor world. We hope that you're having a chance to get out and enjoy the great outdoors and enjoy your enjoy hunting. Don't forget, it's good fishing this time of year, too. As long as you can get out and be safe out there, there's a lot of wind and a lot of, you know, a lot of trouble that you can get into with the cold water temperatures and things like that. So just be careful if you're anywhere near the water, especially duck hunters. You know, just be careful out there. Don't forget to wear your PFD, your personal flotation device. I mean, no duck is worth your life, that's for sure. And again, on the safety note, don't forget to wear your safety harness if you're climbing into a tree stand. It's not worth it not to wear your safety harness, your safety strap, or something that's going to tie you to the tree. That's for sure. So just be careful. That's all. We need as many people in our listening audience as possible, and we want to hear your phone calls and your stories of success. Now, look, we published the winter issue of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. That is out there on the street. We're getting it delivered as fast as we possibly can. We have a lot of advertisers, well over 100 of them, and we're getting it out there. We invite you to view it online if you like, MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com, www.MarylandHuntingQuarterly, all spelled out, .com. And you can read the whole book online. We've got the Harrisburg Outdoor, the Great American Outdoor Show for Harrisburg on the back cover, and a lot of great stuff on there, including some of our sponsors. So check that out online or pick up your hard copy today. Now, we're always looking for pictures. We don't always use all the pictures that we get in the next issue, but we save all the pictures. We try to get as many of them in as we possibly can in every issue. We ask you to send your pictures and your stories to Ellis@EllisOutdoors.com, Ellis@EllisOutdoors.com. If you got a kid that killed a nice deer, we'd love to have the kids write their own stories. That's what we like. We like to have the kids do that. We've got a couple of them in this issue. We've got a young man that killed a bear, Ryan Adkins, killed a bear. He's from down in Prince George's County, killed a bear in Garrett County. A little Emma Stauffer killed her 8-point in Washington County. We've got a story of how to tell the difference between a doe and a button buck. We've got Chase Eberly with a nice big buck he killed on public land. We got little Charlie Fort with a story of how he got his 9-point. And, you know, we've got state trooper there, Matt Tellup. He was the one that was hurt in the accident out on Route 70 back in January. Suffered a hip and brain injury, and the story of how he's recovered and how he likes to hunt and his success. We've got Spencer Becker with a nice buck he killed in early muzzleloader season on public land in Frederick County. And we got all kinds of good stories and stuff. I'm not going to bore you with all of it, but just as much interesting reading as you'd like to have. We got tips on blood trailing. We've got we got so much stuff in here, it's unbelievable. Yep. We've got Ronnie Hall, a taxidermist down in Anne Arundel County, won 2 world championships with his white-tailed deer shoulder mounts at the world taxidermy show back in May. We've got the numbers in the game on deer management on the Eastern Shore. We've got an article from the DNR Deer Team on brain abscess syndrome. Got an article on canvasback. We've got from the Maryland Fur Trappers an article on how to begin fur trapping, how to get interested in that. We've got the state record crossbow sick of deer. It's all in one issue. Pick up your copy or view it online. But right now it's time for me to tell you about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway. Exit number 9, 410-242-6108 is their phone number. If you're looking for a fine firearm, they've got a number of used guns, new guns. They've got they've got Remington shotguns. They've got Browning shotguns. They've got H&R slug guns. You name it, they've got it for deer and waterfowl hunting. They've got all the ammunition, all the scopes, and all the accessories, bows and gunsmithing services, you name it. 410-242-6108, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. It's Clyde's Sports, C-L-Y-D-E-S, YDESSPORTS.com online, and check them out. You'll be glad you did. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Buck Bomb works all season long with its downwind full coverage particulate dispersal spray. It's the easiest and most effective deer scent delivery system, period. Choose Ambush, Doe Pea, or Vanilla Curiosity Scent, and Buck Bomb is your choice for the rut. The traditional Doe and Estrus spray is still number one to attract bucks. Now there's the Detonator, a canister with a wick that holds any Buck Bomb scent, hangs on a nearby limb, and brings the bucks close. When you're done, simply roll the wick into the canister for another day. The no-leak O-ring seal prevents any scent from escaping. Trigger the detonator with the igniter, a 4-ounce bottle of liquid Doe and Estrus scent. This potent combination is your best bet for the rut. Visit your local Buck Bomb retailer or order online at buckbomb.com or call 1-866-850-6653. Fishermen, you can try the new Fish Bomb Menhaden Quick Slick from the makers of Buck Bomb. The Buck Bomb blows away traditional scent products. Hunt smart, increase your odds with the Buck Bomb. I enjoy the memories of my hunts as much as I enjoy hunting. The best way to honor the game that you have taken is by preserving your trophy through taxidermy. My taxidermist is Don Travis of Travis Taxidermy near Chestertown. Don has mounted over a dozen ducks for me, my best buck, and my pronghorn antelope with skill and craftsmanship. I wouldn't have it any other way, and neither should you. With over 40 years of experience, Travis Taxidermy has completed specimens from wood ducks to whitetails for thousands of Maryland hunters to the exotic big game animals of Africa and Alaska and beyond. But he would just as soon see you with your buck or your youngster's first goose. Is Travis Taxidermy the cheapest guy in town? No, sir, he's not. Nor is he the most expensive, but in my opinion, he's just the best. For 40 years, Don and his crew have been transforming skin and bones into magnificent creations that will let you relive the memory of your hunt for a lifetime. Call Travis Taxidermy, 410-778-4107. Stop by the showroom or visit TravisTaxidermy.com. Travis Taxidermy, 410-778-4107, exceeding your expectations for over 40 years. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto. All right, we're back. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We're quickly running out of time. Grab that call, and we will invite you to email me, name and phone number, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. If you'd like to get in the muzzleloader contest, also invite you to like us on Facebook. Go to ellisoutdoors.com. You can hit the like button on the Outdoorsman radio show. You can hit the like button on Maryland Hunting Quarterly. You can hit the like button on Maryland Loves Crabs, even Ellis Outdoors LLC. That's the Facebook address for the Outdoorsman Radio Show is The Outdoorsman Radio Show. So don't forget the in front of it. Let's talk to Ed real quick. Ed, good morning. How are you? Hello, Ed. Hello, Ed. Ed. I guess Ed's not there. Is Ed there? Ed's gone? Where's Ed? Ed? Is he there? Hello, Ed.
Hello.
Hey, buddy. How you doing? Sorry.
Hey, good.
Yeah, what's
good.
Up?
Just heading to work and called in to try to get into the muzzleloader challenge.
Well, you're in.
All right.
Yeah, man.
Sounds good.
Yep. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. Thanks. See you. There we go. That's how you do it. Call in. Say, hey, I want to get in the muzzleloader contest. Go in the air. Say hi. And you're good to go. But that'll be next week. We'll have another edition of the Outdoors and Radio Show coming up next week. Visit us online. Be sure to do that. Ellis at or ellisoutdoors.com. Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com. MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com. You name it. And like us on Facebook. All that good stuff. So you won't hear from me, by the way, on Facebook. I mean, I'll let Laura, our social media coordinator, take care of all that, and that's what she does and does it well. So, all right, we're out of here. Get out, stay safe. No, what do I say? Get out, stay safe.
Hunters, you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. By donating your doe, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. The 2013 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FH.